we would love to have a new facility. We've outgrown our space probably about 9 or 10 years ago and have been making do. So this is a really one of the most exciting things Petersburg Mental Health has done for many years.
What do you want to have in this new facility and offer to people that's either different or more, or is it just more of an office thing? Or?
Well, there's a combination of things. One is we don't have adequate space to be able to see the clients that we could see. We have clinicians sharing offices and closets having been transformed into office space, and so there's that issue. But there's also things that we'd like to offer that we can't right now. One is that we don't have a way for people who have mobility issues to come and see us. We can't employ people with significant mobility problems or treat people with mobility problems. So we'd need an elevator or a building that was on one floor. We also have been working with the state about crisis respite. That's something that they're identifying as a big need, as a crisis respite space. And one of the things that we've proposed is to put an efficiency apartment into the new facility that would be used for people in crisis who aren't really qualified to go and spend time in the hospital or the jail, and they're not ill enough and impaired enough to go to Bartlett for a psychiatric eval, but just need a space that's safe and away from their, you know, their current situation so that we can promote stability. And that includes using peer support services. We have a wonderful group of people here who meet several times a week and have expressed a desire to support each other when one of the members of the group is in crisis. So there would be peer support options for them too with this.
So I understand you're looking at finding a building, buying an existing building and remodeling. And do you have options or what ideas do you have at this point that you can talk about?
Yeah, we actually, it is probably cheaper to build from the ground up. To be honest, renovation is very expensive, but the state of Alaska does not, and the Mental Health Trust does not want to purchase the building of a new building. They're much more interested in funding a remodel. And so what we need to do is find a space that has all the things that we need in a good location and hopefully that's affordable to buy and is for sale. And over the years, we've looked at lots of different buildings.
But you want to be downtown, basically, is the idea. Some place central and easy to accessible.
Yes, I want it to be able to be in a place where people without cars who live in town could get to it. I think, you know, that's been something we've looked at, too, is, you know, how far out could we go and still have it be accessible to our clients.
And I know the city council just agreed to give you a letter of support for state funding. Do you have commitments of funding from various agencies, the Alaska Mental Health Trust or others?
Yes, we're in the process of applying for other funds. Just to be clear, the city of Petersburg isn't being asked to give any money. The city of Petersburg has been very supportive of our organization for 19 years, and we won't be asking them for anything in regards to this project. We ourselves, over the last 19 years, have saved up money and put it into a capital project fund, and we are willing to put that in, and which I think has helped with the state.
As matching grants or something.
Yeah, as saying, you know, we don't just want to go to the legislature and say, or to other organizations, foundations, and say, could I just have some money because here's the need. We can demonstrate need, but I also think it's important to demonstrate commitment, and our commitment is we've worked to build up the ability to contribute ourselves.
Do you have a budget at this point of what you're expecting to be able to, what you're hoping to bring in grant funds and what you expect to have to spend?
I rarely even talk in these numbers. We're looking at upwards of $2 million to renovate a facility of the size that we need. One of the things that we have is the Mental Health Trust has been a strong supporter for years and has urged us to move forward with this. And they've committed this year verbally. The executive director has said we could come up with $50,000 to $100,000 for this year. And so all we have to do is get the proposal in. So we've got that. We've gone up and spoken to a number of senators and people on the Finance Committee, as well as commissioners.
In the legislature,
In legislature, and they're very supportive, as anybody is. When you go in, I'm sure they all smile and shake your hand and say, that sounds like a very valuable project. But we've had some communication that's been extremely positive, and so we're hopeful.
Timeline, do you hope to actually move forward with this project? I mean, are you looking for the funding to come through in this coming year? Do you expect it's going to be several years before you actually can say, okay, we're going to buy this building and we're going to do these renovations?
I walked into this thinking it was more of a 3 to 5 year project. So this has been moving a lot faster than I thought. So, you know, I'm thinking in a few years we might be able to do this.